This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
De Madres de Plaza de Mayo, de la Asociación Madres de Plaza de Mayo, luego de 33 años y en las vísperas de nuestra Revolución de Mayo, un 25 de mayo del año 1810.
Madres de la Plaza, el pueblo las abraza. Madres de la Plaza, el pueblo las
abraza. This play is a very symbolic place. My parents were in jail during dictatorship. Because they fought for social rights, and I follow this fight. There is an energy. When I come here, I feel I'm in between friends. I feel protect. It's very. I'm sorry.
Alerta, alerta, alerta que están vivos todos los ideales de los desaparecidos. Alerta.
When we crossed the street, some of them said to me, "Why are you walking and crying? Why is it?" Well, because we have that problem. A lot of people disappeared, and I have my son disappearing also. Our children were kept from the bus, colectivo, from their place of work, from the school also. A very important school, 100 children, boys and girls were kept there. From the university, and never appeared. But we heard with the time that here our children were kept, but something very terrible were the information that are circulating in the city. Well, no, we couldn't do many things, but we, the mothers, began to think we don't want to cry. We wanted to know where our children are. And we came walking more or less 10 mothers or 15 mothers from a church and are arriving to Plaza de Mayo and walking. And one mother, very clever, very intelligent also, in that situation, she said, "Mothers, we are arriving to Plaza de Mayo. In that place, in that house, where the important members of the militaries are there, they know, they have lists and know where are our children and have the names of all of them who were catched. So that we have to do something to change that situation and know about our children. Maybe we can write a letter and everybody sign, the mothers who are affected, and give them. And we are staying there. No, we have to remain in Plaza de Mayo. Here is the place where are the important people who are in their hands. So that it was, we said, we are coming Thursday and remain here. So that Thursday, the first one, we were staying and talking. What to do? To cross the street and ask, they will not receive the mothers. What can we do? And came the police and said, what are you doing here? So many women, are you talking of politics? Don't you know that there is a law from the militaries that one can't talk about the police? So that if you continue staying here in the plaza, we are going to take you also. So that the mothers began walking to with the hands of the other mother and walk slowly in front of that house, of that government, slowly, and remain an hour walking, don't talking. It was the first Thursday. In the second, we went to do the same thing, and came the police and took 10 mothers with them, with a vehicle to the police station. The second Thursday, 15 mothers were kept. And in the third day, we came to Plaza de Mayo, and 68 mothers were caught and took them to that police station and remained one night and one day, and came their families with their professionals, so that we were liberated. For us, was clearly, we can't have information of what, where they are, but we began to think of campañas and began to think in our situation of mothers who doesn't know many things. We began to make marches, the mothers, in front of the militias, and a lot of important campaign. One, we invaded the city with a paper, give the hands of a desaparecido, will you? Well, with a crayon they make in a paper a hands and said, will you sign it? So that we joined 100 of that hands, and with the tanza from Congreso to Plaza de Mayo, we put the two papers with the hands that the people give us. All the streets from Congreso to Plaza de Mayo, we put it very hard. It was the first campaign, and also was another one of siluetas. With all the fronts, all the buildings, also the church, very important, Plaza de Mayo, we make siluetas of a boy, of a woman with a child, of an old people, like that. So that when in the morning appeared all the buildings with that figure of a man, a woman, a girl, or a boy. It was another campaign. Listen, from Europe knew what happened here. And they are really surprised for so many things. The mothers don't know politics and what to do, looking for their children, have their clearly brain to create, to do campaigns that everybody must talk about it. But we did a lot of things against the militants. The mothers from that association never feel fear. We, every day, were more and more, for us, plain to do another campaign that could be surprised everybody, and also the people who live here, who doesn't want to cooperate, because many mothers who failed their children said, I am fear. I will not do anything. I don't want to march. Because many offices of human rights who we are open to where the mothers went to be informed and to inform what happened to her, they put a paper who said, don't go to the Plaza de Mayo because the police will come to get you, to catch you. But here the mother who are in that place never stopped for that intimation, you know? We did a lot of things, asking to everybody and to all the authorities and to do a lot of things, wanted to know what happened to our children. We never stopped in so many years. When all the mothers, so many mothers, were walking for the children, in a moment we stopped and said, listen, mothers, how many children were kept from your family? My three children, the others, my daughter with a child, so many, they informed what occurred with their family. So that we understood that all the generation who disappeared think, has the same thought, and we are comprometidos con la militancia. They promise to do everything, all of them, so that we understood that for that, to struggle all of them in the same line. And you must understand that many mothers and fathers who are from the north or the south can be here struggling to recover, to get their child. So that we understand that they were took because they think the same thing. They struggle for the same thing. So that we socialize the maternity and said, we are not claiming for one, for three, for the others. We are claiming for the 30,000 people who we are all of them with the same idea, with the same proposals, struggling about against the militants. So that in that moment, that's why we don't talk for our case, for our position, for our children, because all of them were the same, with the same qualities, so clever, so valiant, because they are live their, for their idea and projects, live their life. All of the mothers know that their children the same, knew the same quality when we are talking with them. So that we feel that it's the same pain. So that the same pain must join the mothers and take care one for the others. You must continue for your boy, for the 30,000 boys, so that we understood that it's not individually that we have to struggle. We have to struggle all but joined in the same moment we are doing something. All of the mothers must walk all together. This was why we put so many years making so many things. In a moment, the militants leave the government. They robbed and disappeared so many people and children were many of them born in the concentration camps who were robbed and leave the government so that we promise to go on. Our life must be continue as seeing the same in the name of them. We don't talk about the death. We are struggling for the life and in the name of our children. And in all the times we said, don't forget, don't forbid. We have to join the judges because they must remain in jail. But you must know that it's difficult with the judges because many of them collaborated with them. There are 400 and we have changed 3 or 4. But the others, the half of them collaborated because in the first time we went to them to present an habeas, what we call an habeas corpus, a paper with the details how he was kept, in what place and the date and everything. And they said, listen, they opened a place and said, look, we have that numbers of habeas corpus asked from the mothers asking that we will discover where they are kept, so that you must know that we can do nothing for them to favor your requirement. So that's why many of the judges are still in their appointment. But we something get that many of them were the people who was punished. We are sure we can stop. But now, when the militants are now in the power, the three governments we are voting where they were not, they were friends of the military, the three first presidents who made laws to favor their liberty, to their freedom, so that the three first governments, what he called civiles, the people voted for them, were very good friends of the militants. Alfonsín, the first one, make laws, stop the judges and obediencia de vida. The repressors said, listen, I must not remain in jail because I took that girl. I punished that girl. That girl was murdered. I did it and threw their body on the seaside. But I comply. I did it because I received from the other militants in the government an order that I have to do with that girl or that body what I really did, so that I must receive the freedom as for my work during the militaries. And well, we have to struggle many times, and very Association of Human Rights to cancel that loss, terrible loss, and began with the judges against very repressors who were caught, and many are in jail. We thought of the young generation who remembered, the boys and girls who were children from that people who disappeared. And we began to think about their education. For us, the education, the culture, is very important. And for all that young generation to recover what disappeared with the militants. This country was the one of the first in the culture and wealth. But disappeared the books, the newspaper, we have to thrown in because it was a danger to have it in our houses. So that we thought that the culture, the education must be recovered in that university, popular university. We have to stay here and crossing the other street continues. This first. Everything, we did it really in the name of our disappeared children. We said they leave us a path, and that we are doing in the names of them who wanted to do, to change so many things in that country. And when we finish with the university, here is a place where many houses who were in the hands of the army. And when that government, not the others, that assumed, we talked with them. First of all, he received 20 mothers to talk with him. And he said, "Mothers, I understand your plaint. You must know that I could be a disappearance, but a friend who live with me don't talk, don't give the information. So I am pleased to receive you and talk with you. Really, they understand. I believe you." So that in that building, who were in the hands of the Navy, we asked to the president, if you recover that houses without that people who are in the hands of the army, we wanted a place. And he said, "What are you going with that? What are you going to do?" "Well, a place of art. Everything who is beautiful in life, the pictures, the music, everything will be there. We are in the place of the worst that you can imagine. We are going to wash them from the walls, and we are talking of music and do a lot of things for everybody in that country." So that this is now Centro Cultural. It's a beautiful place. We went to the president and said, "We knew that our children gave part of their days and went to the places here at Villa Miseria, where the people live terrible, terrible poor, with so many children. And our children went, my boy was a doctor, to give them medicine, to speak with them, to do a lot of things to favor their life, because there you can find droga and borrachera, no? And people who drink. So that we explained to the president, if you give us one of that places, Mr. President, we promise you, we will change the people and the place. You will see it." So that we talk with the people and said, "One can be poor. I tell you, in Spanish, uno puede ser pobre, pero hay con ética, con altura. One can be poor, but not to drink and do a lot or live like that. Will you change your life? If you accept it, we promise that you will arrive to have a roof and to have another place for your children. And they accepted. But we bring engineers, architects, a lot of people. They learned how to work, and that work. And began, we give you to eat every day. The children were with the people who can play with them and clean them, to all the children they did use it. And they remained with them. And the mother of, and the fathers, the women and the men, learn to make a house with that people that we recommended. And now it's so beautiful. It came the president to see it. It's so beautiful. You can visit that place. And she said, the president, but they need something inside, the mobiles and everything that they need to live well. They are with everything installed there. And also receive a diploma, a certificate, that they know how to build the house. And that they are living and change their life. Receive a salary also for them, for the work. Working the every day there with the women and the men. And we have 5 Villa Miserias who the government, we promise them to change. And we are doing it. So that we don't remain everything, every day we think what more we can do in the name of our children and something for that country where we are living. Las madres no venden su sangre. The mothers don't sell the blood of our children. We don't want the money for it. We promise to go on doing a lot of things in the name of them. So that we are divided. You will be this, maybe you know it. And they are not in that association and are walking a part of us in Plaza de Mayo. We walk with the flag. We are very straight, very hard in our position. That's why we were respected, and we are, and I am from the first Camada from 1976, walking for the 30,000 people every day. I have 96 years, and I tell you and assure you that I never stop. Not a day, every day, with the mother, many of 80 years. We never stop. and promise every day do something in the name of our children.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo te va? Tenemos que estar, porque en este bicentenio nos desapareció toda una generación y nuestros 30.000. No, nosotros no venimos a festejar, nosotros los venimos a recordar a todos.
Él está contentito.
Chao, tesoro, chao, dulce, chao.